it is time now for the Senior Moments Show.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.
And our guest today for Senior Moments is a familiar person and familiar voice, Hillary Zunin, known for Napa Valley Can Do these days. Hillary, welcome into the show again.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. You have not always been that person behind Napa Valley Can Do. You had a long and fulfilling life and career before that. And we're going to talk a little bit about volunteering. You told me off the air you didn't even become involved in volunteering until this later stage in your life.
I guess as a child, I did some volunteering because my folks encouraged it. But then, like so many of us, I had a family and I had a career, and that took my energy. It really does take a lot of energy to do a good job at putting that all together. So I'd say Napa Valley Can Do for me is a second act, and it's been extraordinarily fulfilling. And it has stretched me, and I love being stretched, not always by a chiropractor, but I love being stretched to learn new things, meet new people, and Can Do has provided that for me.
Mm-hmm. Where did it begin? What was the moment where you said, I'm going to found a nonprofit organization?
Yeah, that wasn't on my list of things to do, but after the election in 2008, at a time when much of the country was feeling very optimistic and up about what was possible and that change was possible. I'd been volunteering on the road, came back to Napa, had new skills, new excitement, and a new belief that people who worked together can do great things. So with some other local volunteers, we sat together and said, what is it we can do to help create something in Napa that does not yet exist? It's not focused on animals or education, healthcare, or the environment. It's focused on service. And so Napa Valley Can Do in the spring of 2009 was created in a meeting at the library where so many things come together to offer people a chance to connect, to inspire them, and to empower them to, as we say, well, we put it this way. We say, you want to help? We make it easy.
And people have responded to this new organization very enthusiastically. How many connected people do you have now?
I'd say about 2,500. We've got more than 1,000 volunteers involved in the Green Bag program that supports Canvey's Food Bank. We've got 46 nonprofits involved in Can-Do's Napa Valley Give Guide. We have folks in Can-Do's garden for the food bank raising organic food that's harvested and taken to the food bank the same morning. We have folks on Can-Do's food rescue team who at the Saturday Farmers Market collect food from vendors who are generous and say, here's a flat of strawberries. I'm not going to take it back to my farm. I'd like to give it to you. It goes straight to the food bank or the homeless shelter. And we have other volunteers who help picking up trash on days around the river, volunteers who make phone calls, volunteers who sort food at the food bank. We try to find a match, and often that begins with a cup of tea at a local bakery where we sit down and say, what is it that you are passionate about or that really fits? We have no office. We have no employees. This is all volunteers.
And that in and of itself is important to a lot of people. We've seen a sort of corporatization of the nonprofit sector in the modern era.
And we understand the need for that. We really do. But when we raise money through the Give Guide for local nonprofits, our focus is to let them do what is their mission. We're going to support them. So we raise money for signs on buses, to produce a catalog, to manage a website. And we've raised in the 7 years of that project over $2.3 million. We don't take a dime. We do it because in a community that's well-functioning, where people really care, you just do the right thing and you help your neighbors. So this is a group of neighbors. Heck, when we wanted to give a thank you to the folks who have sponsored a page in the Give Guide, we bring them fresh-baked cookies. I mean, this is really down home, and I love that about Can Do. Mm-hmm. And we're almost 11 years old, and we're still fighting the good fight mm-hmm. to be an all-volunteer organization. Mm.
Does it ever come up? Well, we've grown to the point where we need to hire a staff person.
It hasn't gone quite that far, but we did stop using all our garages for storage. We have a storage unit. We have a bookkeeper who we pay to do our books. But otherwise, we are doing it on our own. Many of the people who are on our small board, we call it the core, have been there from the start. And I want to give a shout out, because I think today is his birthday. One of our founding members was a guy named Tom Kennelly, one of the most fascinating people in Napa, as far as I'm concerned. And he was with us from the start. He is with us still. He orchestrates a neighborhood in the Napa Valley Yacht Club of 100 neighbors, and they leave a green bag on their front porch 6 times a year, and he has a team that picks it up and brings it to the food bank. Last Saturday, they brought in over 1,000 pounds of food. Today's Tom's 90th birthday. Mm. And he's been doing this with us since he was in his late 70s.
Wow. So you didn't picture, when you were engaged in your many things you've done in your career, you weren't imagining, well, someday I want to be a volunteer mainly. Did that cross your mind back then?
It did not. No. I'm not sure what I thought retirement was going to mean to me. But I was so inspired in 2008. I had so many skills that were new to me. I wanted to share. And that's always been part of what I do. If I learn how to do something, if I know how to juggle, I want to teach you how to juggle. But mostly I want you to feel good about what you're doing and to find a good fit. If we overload somebody, they're not going to come back. So CanDo's is guilt-free volunteering. We help you find something that feels good. You may only leave a green bag outside your front door half a dozen times a year, but that equated last year to over 70,000 pounds of food for the food bank. Hmm.
What's the gamut of opportunities for people who might want to volunteer with your organization?
There are quiet activities, phone calls, database entry, helping with writing, things that you can do at home easily. But lots of people are looking for social connection when they volunteer. So we have things where you can engage with a few other people or a large group. You can be out in the garden, pulling weeds, getting dirty, feeling the sun on your back. With another dozen volunteers or so, that garden operates a couple of times a week, getting ready for a really wonderful spring. The folks who are at the farmers market work for about an hour and a half. But you need a good back to do that. So you have to think through, where is the right fit? Do I want to be at home and do something? Do I want to come to a meeting, engage with other people? The food is always good. the wine or other refreshments, always good. And we just sit. It feels sometimes a little bit like a quilting bee, where people get to know each other better and appreciate each other more.
We're talking with Hillary Zunin, who is co-founder of Napa Valley Can Do. And I can't look at this bio sheet and not bring this up. You were a skydiving instructor?
I was. Yeah, I skydived for 13 years.
Wow.
Skydived up at Pope Valley for a while, in Washington State, around the country, even in France. I loved skydiving, and so, like Can Do, once I've not necessarily mastered, but gotten good enough, proficient enough, I wanted to teach skydiving, and that's what I did. I made good money teaching skydiving. I made better money teaching skydiving than I did teaching high school. That's a sad commentary, but true.
And so very American.
Yeah.
All right. How can someone listening get in touch with you, with Can Do, get involved?
I'll give you two easy ways, because like I said, you want to help. We make it easy. Way number one is a phone call. Old school. The phone number is 707-252-7743. That's 707-252-7743. Hey, it's my number in my kitchen. It's a landline. We don't have a separate phone. The other way is an email to Napa Valley Can Do, like I've got the Can Do spirit. NV or Napa Valley, CANDO at gmail.com. Say in the subject line, I'd like to volunteer, or I'd like to explore volunteering. We have a website as well, but it's in flux. You are welcome to go to NapaValleyCanDo.org, but just know that we're about to come out with a spiffy new version.
Okay, very good. Hillary Zunin, our guest on Senior Moments this week, thanks for being here today, and thanks for the work you do.
My pleasure.
All right. And that's a wrap on this edition of Senior Moments.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.